It is Friday, and on certain Fridays, we like to bring in our own Sam Evans-Brown. He's host of a podcast called Outside In from NHPR, and he is here to answer some listener questions about the natural world and a segment we call Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
And by George, it is not about
don't say it.
Viruses.
Hi, Sam. This is Suzanne from Concord. I'm trying to find out why ladybugs are in my house in the spring. Do they hibernate? And now they're dropping dead. I mean, out of six ladybugs, there are two alive. What's the deal with ladybugs? They're cheerful bugs of summer, and they drop dead in the spring.
Okay, so there's a lot of questions within that, I think, aren't there?
There are. But for starters, let's just go from the top, which is that the ladybug that Suzanne and pretty much everybody in New Hampshire is likely seeing in their houses is a specific one. It's called the Harlequin ladybird. It gets that name because it has a lot of different presentations, a lot of different combinations and numbers of spots. It's an invasive species from Asia.
It's basically been released as a biological control agent in multiple places in the U.S., in several places in Europe as well.
That's William Fincham. He researches ladybugs, or as they say in the U.K., ladybirds, at the U.K. Center for Ecology and Hydrology. I interviewed him at the same time as a colleague of his, Helen Roy, and she laid out that even though there are 450 species of ladybugs native to North America.
Really?
Yeah. We can say with some confidence that it's most likely that these are harlequins precisely because of the fact that they're in your house in large quantities.
So it's thought that with the harlequin ladybirds that back in their native range in Asia, they head up mountainsides for the winter months, and they'll often choose sort of pale rock surfaces to go under those pale rock surfaces higher up in the mountains, because they often seem to go to pale buildings as well. And so one of the sort of speculations is it that these are sort of representing the mountains back in their native range is the closest they can get to home, I guess.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet.
We do have a lot of native ladybugs, but most of them spend the winter under leaves, you know, in places you would expect
a normal New England insect.
Right,
yes.
To live.
Yeah.
But everyone who is noticing increased ladybug activity in their homes this time of year, they didn't come into your house just in the spring. They've been there all winter.
They've always been in the house.
they head inside in the fall. They go into a state called diapause, which is not the same as hibernation biologically, but you can kind of think of it like bug hibernation.
Something like a teenager.
And the reason that they're dropping dead is that, you know, it's a long time to go without eating. And so some of them don't have quite enough stores to make it. And they, you know, they putter around for a little while and then expire. But if you yourself are a New Englander and you're feeling like, God, there are way more ladybugs in my house than there used to be, you're probably right, because the harlequin didn't arrive into the Northeast until 1994. So when you were a kid, there probably were fewer ladybugs in your house.
Yeah, that's true. I don't remember them when we were younger.
So they were introduced because they eat pests, particularly pests of soybeans. But the harlequin is a voracious predator. Will Fincham told me they eat about twice as much as the standard native UK ladybug. But they're also generalists, which means that
they become American.
Which means that rather than just eating one type of insect, they eat all sorts of different types of things. In fact, I have actually been bitten by one.
Really?
Heads up, they do bite if you let them hang out on your arm for long enough.
Don't tell my kids that.
And if there's anything that we have learned from the checkered history of biological control, which is this practice of using non-native species to fight other pests, is that it can work if you use species that are very specifically tailored to eating one kind of pest, but it is disastrous when you use generalists like the harlequin ladybird, because they wind up spreading all over the place and eating all sorts of stuff and crowding out native species, which is what's happening with our ladybugs, too.
Oh, so basically they're taking over the whole ladybug block, if you will.
Yeah. If you want to check it out, Cornell University has something called the Lost Ladybug Project. You can take some photos of any ladybug you see and submit them to be identified.
Might be something to do in the backyard with the kids while they're out.
Quarantined.
Yes. Well, there you go. Another well-researched answer from our own Sam Evans-Brown. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
If a listener has a question for you, what should they do?
They should call 1-844-GO-OTTER, or even better in these days where it is hard to get into the studio, record yourself on your smartphone and email it to outsidein@nhpr.org.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR.